the good liars.
The good liars.
This is boring.
Boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, God. Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the good liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us. Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell you the truth. And today on the show, we're going to be talking about Liberation Day. Huge news from the world of golf and the hands-off protests across the country. But first, DeVrom, I need to know the truth. How are you doing today? How are you feeling?
Oh, man. Geez, do you want the truth, or you want me to just say everything's going great? You said you want the truth.
I just want to know. I want everything going great. That's okay. What I want.
Okay, everything's going great.
Okay, good. Yeah, for you. All right, good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. That's great to hear, DeVrom.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. But like, I'm not just talking about the world, the financial collapse, all of this stuff going on. Just like you personally, how are you doing? That's all I was asking.
Yeah, I have like something swollen right here that kind of hurts and
You're
stuff.
You're pointing at your neck right now.
Okay. I didn't really want to get into that. Swollen something in my, it just kind of hurts. So maybe I pulled a muscle. I don't know. How are you doing? Anything out.
Thanks for asking, DeVrom. I appreciate that. I'm okay. I became Tracy Jordan last night. I was supposed to go on MSNBC, and right before I went on, the Asian markets were collapsing, and it was literally the scene from 30 Rock, where Tracy Jordan's on Larry King.
We're here with Tracy Jordan, who just recounted, by the way, the entire plot of the movie Teen Wolf. What? Oh, hold on, Tracy. My producers are telling me there is breaking news. The Asian financial markets have just opened to a huge sell-off. And we're going to switch to that story right now.
Good. I'm glad I'm here.
Well, you and I haven't decompressed about this whatever. We haven't
disemboweled.
I don't know. So you're saying you were on and then had to talk about it?
It was sort of. It was like right as I was pulling up, the news broke that the Dow was going to be down like 1,600 on Monday morning. And they were like, the show is totally different now. So went on, and it was interesting. I mean, everything was cut in half that we were supposed to do.
Your thoughts, Tracy Jordan, on how this is going to impact Wall Street.
Larry, I'm not an expert, but I do have a strong opinion. New York, as we know it, will no longer exist tomorrow.
Expand on that.
Which is actually a good segue, DeVrom, to what's happening in the world right now and kind of the biggest news story that's out there. If you're Donald Trump. And this is from the Daily Beast. Donald Trump claimed to have won yet another golf tournament on Sunday, with the president spending all weekend on the course while global markets continue their downward spiral after the announcement of his controversial tariffs. As he was headed back to Washington, Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One that he won the Senior Club Championship in Jupiter, Florida, at his very own golf course.
Because I won. It's good to win. You heard I won, right? Did you hear I won? Just to back it up, you were there, I won.
What's your handicap?
I like to win. Very low. I have a very low handicap. Okay, let's go.
Sir, Chinese Foreign...
Back up a little bit.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry said that the market has spoken when asked about the tariffs. What do you make of it?
Unbelievable. The market has spoken. He had the opportunity to ask the funniest question. He was just like, the futures are down 1,600 points right now. And Trump has to respond to that. But it was still, we live in the dumbest timeline.
Right. We do. We do live in a dumb timeline. He was proud of himself. You could tell. And
I'm a big boy. I'm a big boy.
You probably heard. If not, I'll tell you. And I think earlier over the weekend, there was also an official White House tweet that said, just so you know, Donald Trump has qualified for the second round of the tournament. Just as if we were all on the edge of our seats, just hoping that he's
It was a press release. It was actually a press release.
It was a press release.
Okay, yeah. Like he made it.
almost unbelievable, but nothing is unbelievable these days. So it's the wrong word, but I don't know. You know,
congratulations. I think
congratulations, I guess.
Donald Trump. Yeah. He won. But then I did some sleuthing here. I was moved by your sleuthing.
When you went on the internet.
Yeah. And so this is from Laura Loomer. So you have to trust it. Breaking. Mm-hmm. President Trump just won the senior club championship. Blah, 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 blah. He tied with another member and they shared the championship title. That's very funny that he didn't even win it by himself. There wasn't a playoff. He tied it.
They shared the championship.
They shared the championship. So he was the co-winner. He should have. He kind of misspoke there. Yes, yes. There wasn't
Were he to be a more honest person, I think he might have said, "I won," along with it. Maybe he would have even said the person's name if he wanted to give anyone else credit for anything else.
Along with a dentist from Palm Beach, Florida. Very good dentist. Not a great dentist.
Very good dentist. Yeah. Gave a lot of money to my campaign. Those two things. Unlinked.
Anyway, you want to talk about the stock market. Well, God. Well, I feel very proud to be an American having a president who won the club championship, senior club championship. Right. At his own country club. Makes you proud to be an American. Speaking of being proud to be an American, DeBrom, last week was Liberation Day, and we didn't do a podcast since then. So I just want to say to you, happy Liberation Day, DeBrom.
Oh.
From the bottom of my heart.
Oh. I mean that. That means so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not... Thank you. Oh, gosh. Nobody's has... properly wish me happy Liberation Day. So that actually does mean something. But
really? You need new friends, man.
Yeah, I know. That's a you problem. Everything, right? But
yeah.
But liberation from what, I guess?
Money.
Is the question. Yeah.
From having money.
From saving. Yeah,
from having your stocks.
From the ability to have retire.
Work. Yeah, yeah. Well, hold on.
Okay.
In Liberation Day, he announced tariffs on a whole slew of countries, including the Heard and McDonald Islands, which, you know, there's been jokes about this, so many jokes about this since then, but it's populated by penguins and seals. It's 2,500 miles away from the closest civilization. It's in the middle of the ocean.
I know, but I mean, you're telling me he can't out negotiate these penguins and seals?
Maybe.
I think he's gonna.
The first step is realizing you're not talking to a human being, and then maybe wasting your time. So that
he'd be like, "Listen, I just won the senior championship.
They cared. They waddled towards me. They cared very much. Those lions.
The ones who waddled away, we're gonna have them shot.
What am I sorry? I said lions. I was thinking sea lions because of seals, but I meant to say penguins. The penguins do the waddling, not the sea lions. Okay, so I apologize for that. I'm correcting a mistake.
The good liars tell the truth. That's exactly right. So Liberation Day, I saw a clip of Peter Doocy, like beloved Fox reporter, right? He's always in the press.
Gotta love
room.
Pete Deuce.
Yeah, the Deuce. He just asking a very normal question. He was like, you know, what do you tell Americans who are watching their 401ks get just destroyed? How do you tell them that they should feel okay retiring when they can't, because they just don't have as much money as they should have and did have it. And of course the press secretary Caroline Leavitt did the thing she does where she was like scolded him for just even asking the question. She's like that, but like she got mad at him, which I feel like is the feeling in the press room now, because you can actually get kicked out.
Yeah,
so
you're gonna be like, in a timeout now.
Yeah, there's this like weird feeling where it's like the stock market looks just worse than you can just ever remember it looking, really. And people are not really able to ask him about it or ask his administration.
Because that would be rude, and you can't be rude to your leader.
Right.
I think that actually makes perfect sense, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. This does make me think about all of the deals that are being done, just what you've described, not the Liberation Day, but the deals with the law firms, the news agencies settling with Trump. Like, this is fucking crazy. And it's like, it's important to take a moment and realize you're not crazy for thinking everything is crazy. This is all fucking crazy, what's happening right now.
It is.
We actually, they came after us, DeVram. I don't even know if I told you this. The White House came after us, and there was an executive order that was like, the Good Liars are not going to be allowed to go to any Trump rallies anymore.
Oh,
and they made
this
an executive order. And it's like punishable by death is what they said.
Oh, my God.
Being sent to prison in El Salvador.
Did they do it with the box of pens next to him? Did he hold it up and show everyone? Yes. Was he very proud of it?
Oh, yeah. Let me do a Google image search of just an executive order signing, and I'll show you exactly what it looked like. Mm-hmm. But he signed this executive order, and then I talked to our lawyers, and I'm sorry I haven't filled you in on this. I feel really bad because this is like it does impact you.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that. And we were kind of thinking like, man, this is really bad. This is going to be bad for business for the Good Liars. We could either just take this to court and be like, this is against like free speech. This is against what we stand for as a country.
Right. But you would have to, before you get to the or, we would have to find a lawyer who's not been barred from appearing in a government building, possibly.
Yeah. And
there are fewer law firms that are allowed to represent people now.
Yes.
Donald Trump has gotten them to
or we can just do interviews that are supportive of Dear Leader Trump. So without consulting with you, and I apologize again for that, I took the deal. Okay. Now when we go out and filming, all of the videos can't be talking about like the hypocrisy of some of Trump's orders, some of the things that he's doing and the thought process behind them. We just have to say nice things about Donald Trump. And specifically, we need to talk about how he's a really good golfer.
I was going to say that. Yeah. It's actually not that hard. He just won the senior championship at his own golf club. So we can talk about that.
Yes.
What else is there?
This is just in the field. Okay. So like right now we can talk about Trump. We can say how we actually feel about it. But once we're out there doing interviews, if we want to get that access,
right,
which is just, on public property, sometimes we had to take this deal. So we just have to do pro Trump videos from here on out.
Okay.
Pro bono.
I can't help the feeling you should have given me a call or shot me a text or something before.
That's on me.
But like,
that's,
I totally get it.
I knew I was forgetting something when I did it.
So much pressure to take this, these kinds of deals, especially when, facing 4 years of this guy in office, like
4 years.
4 years.
You think it's going to be 4 years?
I don't know. He's been signaling that there might be some ways around it. I mean, I hate to say, I forget who this was coming from, but saying that he could run as the VP on Vance's ticket, and just they could like flip flop. That's being floated, right?
I have not heard that. That's so stupid. Yeah,
like you're allowed to, that's the person who would become president should the president resign. So they could just pull a flipperoo. But then at that point, you would have to kind of think that if America hadn't already voted for this kind of a president, if they did it again, then you'd have to kind of just say that it is what it is. It's a little bit already how I feel, but if Vance gets elected and they pull the flipperoo, which is what I think it'll be called
the
next few years,
we would
just be getting what we deserved at that point, right? Yeah.
You don't think that's happening right now?
I just said I kind of think that's happening right now. But at that point, if he does something wild and ends up in office again, it's just almost like we did it to ourselves,
Well, getting back to Liberation Day.
Yeah.
There's one person who I think is very, very happy about Liberation Day. And honestly, they might have even used this as an excuse to get hammered. And that is Pete Hegseth. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were talking about him for a long time. Now no one's talking about him. It all kind of stopped after Liberation Day. I mean, the story had kind of died a little bit before that.
Right.
But now no one is talking about it because
right.
Their 401ks are gone and and all that. So
right, they're like, oh, congrats. Do I care more about, you know, the accidental adding of someone on attack plans, or the fact that I might have to work for 5 more years than I intended to? You're probably going to talk about option B. But on the Hegseth drinking news, if that's what were you talking about, drinking? I was watching a video where he said he switched from, he's getting a little too old for beers. He's switching to gin and tonics. He's saying your digestive system, as you age, you know, you get age out of beers a little bit. You got to get into the hard stuff. So you can imagine if he's having some G&Ts, there might just be some more little slip ups and then some more big tariff news.
It's a Liberation Day miracle. Yeah. Yay. So it's Liberation Day. And I thought it might be nice if, especially if somebody's been affected by this, they've lost a lot of money in the stock market. You want to give them a card to help them celebrate the day. And this is the card. This is the front of the card. And I should say, like, I just took an existing card and just changed it a little bit.
Yeah.
So it says Happy Liberation Day with a bunch of fireworks, red, white, and blue. It's very patriotic.
Beautiful. Yeah.
It's really nice, right? And then you open it up, though, and it says, all your money is gone. Happy Liberation Day.
Oh, that's so fun. Is that a pun or anything? Or it's just saying what
I think it's anything. Yeah, I didn't spend too much time working on this. Yeah.
Right.
So that's if you've got somebody in your life that would like a card, you can go download Adobe Photoshop and make one yourself and print it out yourself.
And if you're a victim of Liberation Day, which I think many of us are, just do what Pete Hegseth would do. Have a G&T, your local rusty bucket.
Choke a bartender.
Try and
maybe it's all just slander. None of this is made up. All this is made up. None of this is made up. All this is made up.
Slander. None of it is made up.
So Liberation Day as a national holiday, Devon, what do you think? You think that's got legs?
I think Donald Trump has willed almost everything into existence that he's wanted for a certain percent of the population. Liberation Day will be true. No matter how this all turns out. Do you think it will turn out? Some people are saying, you know, I've heard people are saying, what do you think the most likely scenario is? Not as an economist, not as an expert on almost anything, because I don't think we are.
Professional wrestling.
What do you think is going to happen? Are we going to wait this out? Is this going to be months of just insanity? Or is he going to just try and claim some victory and then start withdrawing these things so that people can't keep criticizing him? And so apparently the European Union is negotiating, you know, he may claim a victory and just try and move on at some point soon. Or is this going to be a long-term thing? Because moving production of things and changing supply chains and all this stuff is like, that sounds like decades long work.
It definitely is. Definitely.
So what's going to happen, Jason, the expert?
Well, unless we start really having a government that works based on fear and of being disappeared, of being taken away, thrown in prison or work camps or something like that.
Is this all language like from our executive order?
No, no, we are not. That's only for the videos we put out, that executive order. Okay. Not for this, not for the podcast. So I think if we had like an authoritarian-esque state, something like China, where they can build things, bridges in days. Yeah. It's insane. But you know, there's a reason behind that. So I would say, unless we have that, unless there's signs that like people start disappearing, and the president is using his executive power in ways that are totally, totally out of line, I don't think that's going to happen here. So I don't.
What's not going to happen? It's so hard to follow sometimes on these
longer tirades.
Hypotheses. So what's not going to happen?
I guess there's a long way to say I don't think that we have the infrastructure to do that, and I don't.
Oh, to move production here and have tariffs change the actual places and ways things are made. So what is it? What's going to happen? Is it going to be? Is he just going to claim some victory somewhere and start rolling these back and then say, look, I did it again. And then I won the golf championship again. I won tariffs again.
Look, the one thing you can say about it is there's a noble goal that he is saying, which is that he wants to have manufacturing come back here. It all kind of went away in the 90s. And there's a lot of people that are out of work and wish that they had the factory jobs that they had before. Now automation has changed all that, where it's going to be robots making your products from
American made robots.
That's the thing that one can only dream. But wow. The big answer is I don't know. You know, I'm not like rooting for this to go so poorly.
I don't want to
just
take
because
this,
it's Trump,
of course.
But it's like it's going to have global implications, and a lot of people could potentially have a global recession.
It feels like just a big gamble. It's not impossible that better economic deals are struck, but what does seem like a surety at this point is that we're losing friends along the way. And so however this works out economically, it seems like a toss up, but we're definitely isolating ourselves. So that seemed like part of the goal. That part feels like it's working. So,
all right. You want to hear a conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory. It's not even a conspiracy theory.
It's true. Really. It's just true.
No. What you're saying, I agree. We're not making any friends during this.
Yeah.
But like there's been an active goal with Trump and through like Doge cuts and all that. A lot of the stuff we're doing is just hurting our standing in the world. Like, and it almost seems purposeful. I know it's America first, and the whole thing is like, it's got to be America first. Everything's got to be for Americans first. Meanwhile, like not expanding like healthcare or anything like that, things that people actually need. But like getting rid of the USAID aid, all that stuff is like, that hurts the U.S.'s standing in the world. And like this,
well, you listening to the Daily at some point last week or the week before, whenever that was?
Oh, yeah.
I would like to credit them with my little bit of knowledge on it. It's called soft power. It's like you give up money, but you, in exchange, you have influence, you have intelligence, you have a presence around the world. And when there's a vacuum, you lose that to other countries. You lose that like countries like China, countries that we're in direct competition with. So what's your conspiracy theory about the whole thing?
Well, the conspiracy theory, which is like, that people with those interests wanted Trump to be elected. I don't think Trump thinks he's doing this to hurt the U.S. standing in the world. Maybe it's part of his America
First. He's a very smart man. He's a very smart man.
He's a great golfer. But yeah. I think he thinks he's got this worldview that is is going against the actual power that the U.S., the soft power the U.S. has. He is taking that all away, and it's taking away the strength that the U.S. has in the world. So I also feel like we're both a little, I'm looking up here. We're a little in over our heads right now talking about everything with the economy and things like that.
We are. That's why I made sure to say that we are experts and should be listened to, and you should take this all as financial advice.
Buy low, sell high.
A little lower, or wait until the tariffs kick in, sell a little bit lower.
Okay.
Take that as financial advice.
All right.
I think he wants to extract some short-term economic gain, but I think in the long term, it's a dangerous game to play. America, we'll see how it shakes out.
It sounds like you're kind of saying, hands off my tariffs or whatever. So there was hands off protesters. Tough demonstrations around the country.
I'm waiting for you to transition.
That was a great transition.
Yeah, it was an opening. Yeah, good job. You took it.
There was protests against Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Elon Musk is kind of
weird, right? Weird
going
guy.
Off to the shadows now a little bit.
Yeah.
Trump's like, this guy, not so good.
Not such a good guy.
Well, I think he's still
People are saying he's kind of withdrawing. Why do you think that? He's just fewer public appearances and fewer, you know, high profile cuts and things like that. Why is that being said?
I think it's because he is kind of a dork and nobody likes to be weird, around him.
Right?
I mean, whatever. People are weird. That's fine.
But weird is fine, but like when you, but it just kind of makes.
But not all the time.
You're constantly like. You're like, this is a little odd.
You don't have to be doing this right now. You don't have to be making everyone uncomfortable. And he's going in, you know, he's cutting all the government programs and things like that. I think people are just kind of like, you know what? You're the richest guy on earth. Go fuck off. I think that maybe is the thought process.
Could be the process. Because you're kind of like, oh, I'm trying to make people like my administration, but I got the richest guy in the world, weirding everyone out and firing everyone. Maybe that's not good for. Okay, all right.
If he goes away, I'll miss him.
That brings us back to the protests, right?
Protests, and you were there. You went to it. I was not there. I was a
just
bad.
Wanted to see. Yeah. Wanted to see what they were all about. Hands off.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
About the hands off protests. Mm-hmm. We went to the one in D.C. It wasn't hands off protest, but it was against Trump. The day before the election. Same organizers as the Women's March. We talked about how it was kind of depressing.
Day before the election?
Sorry, day before inauguration. Excuse me. What did it feel different this time?
I thought it did. Yeah, it definitely felt different. I mean, the day before the inauguration, it was a little, you know, not to fault anyone for being there, for speaking their minds. It felt like just the wrong time to get the energy going. Now there's actually been some administration to be upset about. And people, the mood was pretty high, I have to say.
Jolly?
You know, the big idea was to stop the cuts. I'm showing a sign here. A big yellow sign says stop the cuts. Hands off. So people were I guess, like you said, maybe they don't like Elon as much as people thought. We have this one. Another sign says stop Stinky and the Pain, and then there's a little drawings, kind of paintings, one of Donald Trump, one of Elon Musk, but they have little like mouse ears. And you know what that's in reference to, Jason?
Pinky in the Brain, but I'm not sure how many people would get that.
This sign says Russian asset, and then you have Vladimir Putin with a drawing of Trump's face on his butt.
That's Putin.
Russian
asset.
I think that's got to be Putin. Yeah.
I mean, I think that was the intent. Sure, I couldn't do better. I want to say
I'm
that.
I'm not sure directly. I could do better either, to be honest. But anyway.
But do you think it looks like it's a little worn? Do you think this is a reused sign from the Women's March in 2017?
Oh, geez. Gosh. You almost, it would be hard to say. It does look like it's kind of mounted on a piece of cardboard that has a little.
Oh, and
bit
Trump's
of
mouth is an actual butthole.
Oh, geez. Wow. Then yes. I think that proves it. First, they came for the penguins. And then there's a penguin with a little sign that says hands off. So that's all on the sign. So
it's kind of funny. I like that
very
one.
Very cute. Very cute sign.
That's cute.
And I think that's in reference to maybe the penguins you're talking about that Trump is trying to impose the tariffs on, right?
That's right. How much did you get paid for it? And who paid you? Was it George Soros?
Probably George Soros was paying all the hundreds of thousands, millions of people across the country.
How much
money?
Each?
I don't know. Probably like so
well, how
much
did
money,
you get?
Right? That was like $1,000.
You got $1,000? I should have gone to this.
Yeah,
I
should have
canceled my plans.
$1,000. But my theory is that Elon is making it look like George Soros is paying the people to show up.
Wow.
Because Elon wants to be able to claim like, hey, look how mean everyone is to me. You know what I mean? I'm the nice guy. And here all these people are saying these bad stuff about me. It's like, here's this sign calling me Stinky in the Pain or whatever. Like that is so hurtful. And so I think he actually spent the money. Or the other crazy conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Crazies. I don't know if you, I mean, I'm just going to say this. I don't know. You tell me. If
all right. No, please. Save space.
That people weren't paid and they showed up because they were mad about the stock market crashing and all the other weird and bad things that are happening.
So it's very funny that Trump, this protest was planned, I think, you know, weeks in advance, and about Elon Musk and Trump and all that. And then Trump just gave everyone more of a reason to come out. It's like, well, if you weren't mad already, here's right. another thing to be mad about. Now you have no retirement savings.
Right.
Yeah. Come to the protests. It was almost like he did a little hands-on Congrats. Work to get people to the hands-off protests.
Yeah. Nice. Mm. Nice.
Mm. Not really. Being attacked by flies. All right, Devram, let's wrap this episode up with a moment of quiet reflection. Okay, great. So, Devram, before we go, do you have any words of wisdom for the audience?
Yeah, I do. I do have some words of wisdom. So, dress in layers. Something I learned growing up in Colorado. You don't, having a big jacket, sure, that's fine, that's nice. But you need layers underneath it, and especially as you get into the time we're in right now in New York, springtime. You never know, sometimes it's 35 degrees, sometimes it's 65 degrees. Just wear layers. You're going to find that you're able to kind of take off and put on exactly what you need. You're just going to be happier, in a better mood. When you're in the subway, you're not going to freak out and absolutely lose your fucking mind because you're sweating because you have like too much stuff on.
Okay, thank you so much for that very nuanced, dare I say, layered words of wisdom today. Whoa. Thank you for joining us on The Good Liars Tell the Truth. See you next time.